800-737-2474 is our number. So you got a garage floor that looks like an Indy 500 pit stop. You're in snow country. You've got snow melt. You've got efflorescence. Your concrete is chipping. What do? You want to make it so that it's easy to clean. You're in luck because we're joined on the house on the home improvement hotline by Mike Major with Quikcrete. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good morning, Morris. Good morning, James. How you doing this morning?
Doing very well, and thank you for making time to be with us. I know this is a common problem, not only for folks who have, you know, in snow country with snow melt that deteriorates the concrete, or efflorescence, which is that white powder that comes up, but for folks that have leaking cars, a greasy mess, and they just want to do something to improve the appearance of the garage floor. We get so many calls. So share with our listeners a little bit about how the Quikcrete Corporation has come to the rescue.
Well, guys, what we're doing is with the Quikcrete Company's got a whole new line of products that are called Quikcrete Coatings. One of the stars of this show is going to be the epoxy garage floor coating. And with this product, you can actually take that ugly-looking garage floor and turn your garage back into that man cave that you want it to be. We can just take the garage floor and just make it a showroom-looking floor, just like if you were to go downtown to the Mercedes dealership and look at their floors, you would see the exact same thing in your garage.
You know, Mike, you raise a good point, and that is that it's not only for durability and protection, but the garage now really has become an extension of the living space. You mentioned the man cave. We see TVs in garages. It's a place where people, of course, wrench on motorcycles or their cars and what have you, but they're exercise rooms, playrooms now, and the man cave and all of that. So it makes sense a lot of folks don't want to put carpet and stuff out there, but they want a more attractive, more easy to maintain finish, and you really have the answer.
We sure do. This is a really easy project for your listeners. It's a two-part epoxy, water-based epoxy. Everything that you need comes in the kit. You open up the box. It's now in a bucket. We've kind of gone to the buckets instead of a box. You open up the bucket, and inside it, you're going to find a cleaner, etcher, and degreaser. You're going to find the two-part epoxy, and you're going to find the color flakes. The color flakes are designed to do several things for you, but we can kind of start with the beginning of the project. First thing that you're going to want to do is you take that little quart bottle of the cleaner, etcher, and degreaser, mix it with 3 quarts of water. You spread it over the surface using a garden sprinkler can, a plastic sprinkler can, and then you take a brush and you brush this both directions. When you do this, you're going to see the garage floor start to foam up. You're going to see little pieces of concrete are also going to be washed away during this process. It opens up the pores of the concrete and makes it to where this garage floor epoxy can penetrate and actually become a part of the surface. So after you've done this cleaning, you're going to see this start foaming up. When the foaming quits, the product becomes inert. At that point, you can take a hose, wash this all out, make sure that you get all of it washed away, and as you start washing this out of your garage, you're going to see the water is going to start out being gray, which is going to be the concrete that you're going to be washing away, little bits of the concrete, and then the water is going to turn clear, and that's going to be your indication that you've got everything washed out that you need to get washed out. After that, we're going to let it dry overnight, and then we're going to come in the next morning, mix up this two-part epoxy, and start cutting in around the edges, just painting it on the floor, and then you can start rolling it. And we recommend that you roll this in like a 2-foot by 4-foot section. And the reason for that is we've got this little, it's like a pizza Parmesan cheese spreader that's in the kit that's going to have little flakes of paint. And these flakes serve several purposes. One, they're going to be an anti-skid part of the surface. So it's going to make it to where your surface, if you come in and it's wet, you step on epoxy, it's going to be slippery. But with these paint chips on it, you're going to have a non-skid surface. You're also going to be able to, it'll hide any imperfections that are in the concrete, because once you spread these flakes across the surface, it's going to hide anything that might be, you know, little waves or whatever that occur in the concrete floor. And it's going to give you that showroom look that you're looking for.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I had no idea that the flakes were I thought they were for appearance, but it makes sense that they're prevent slipping.
Like texture and wallboard.
They're really pretty. They're multicolor, too.
Yeah, there's three colors of the flakes that come in each one of the sprinkler cans. Now, the Garage Floor Epoxy Kit itself comes in two colors. It comes in a gray and it comes in a tan. And the flakes that come along with them are coordinating colors to go along with the two different colors surfaces.
Now, I had a another brand product that I used a couple years ago, and it didn't stick all on the entire floor. And what happened was, I have part of my floor has that product on it and part doesn't. Now, what do I do in that case?
Well, what you're going to need to do in that case is you're going to start just exactly where we started. You're going to need to make sure the reason that yours didn't stick, by the way, we can kind of go back to that just a little bit. That cleaner, ector, and degreaser that I spoke about earlier, I talked about opening up the pores. The other products that are on the market have different and varying ways of trying to get this product to stick, because epoxy placed on a concrete surface, what that can cause is what's called hot tire pickup.
Oh, hot tire pickup, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You drive your car in off the interstate, the tires are hot, you park it on top of the epoxy, the tires will actually cause the epoxy to somewhat melt. So when you back out, it peels it back up. That's what can occur. That's the reason that with our cleaner, ector, and degreaser that you use, it opens up the pores and allows this product to become a part of the surface. So it actually penetrates down inside the concrete and has a surface strength that's like seven times the strength of the normal surface.
Dude, you can't get epoxy. It's tough to get epoxy off. I mean, you use an epoxy, it's just amazing.
How much area does a bucket do?
Well, you're going to have to wait. No, wait a minute now. We're to save that, Mike. If you're just joining us.
I don't want to go to break. I want to continue.
Well, Captain Dan's playing the music, and you know what that means.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, we're chatting with Mike Major. He's with Quikrete Corporation. We're chatting about an affordable and easy way to improve the appearance and durability of your garage floor. It's their epoxy garage floor coating. And, Mike, when we return, you... please, we'll answer Morris's question, and then we have a question from a listener who's on the line. 800-737-2474 is our number.
More on The House coming up.
You're listening to On The House. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.